Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Am I on now?
Yeah. Good morning. Okay.
They were doing maintenance on green. I guess they haven't finished it yet.
Well,
sorry about that.
Yeah, it's not working.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 19th of June, Juneteenth, for a lot of people, 7:05. It's a national holiday, so Juneteenth. 7:06 in the morning news, top of the hour, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here. Good morning,
Good
Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Besides being Juneteenth.
And a faulty microphone. What else can go wrong?
And a faulty microphone.
Well, I don't know. You know, we've had our IT guys coming here and working.
Our engineer.
Yeah, engineers. Mm-hmm.
And he replaced the cable. And the cable's been here for a long time.
Right.
You know, maybe 15
anyway,
years.
Anyway, it happens.
And anyway, so it was working, and now it's not working. Didn't work yesterday. And so he's probably rolling in as we speak to take a look at it.
Anyway, we'll
so we can get it fixed.
Right. And you never know until you're on the air. Like right now.
Of course.
We can test it all we want, but right now, you know, I know that when Pat gets here, good morning, Pat, when you're on your way, we'll figure out, like, why it's sounding the way it is. But anyway, so good morning, everybody, on this Friday. It's the 19th.
But not sounding.
But sounding.
What national days besides Juneteenth do we have?
Garfield the Cat Day.
Oh, okay. Oh. In our Sunday newspaper, every Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
You read.
That's it.
You know, when we do get the paper, because I don't know why we didn't get it last. We only get it on one day a week. We get it on Saturday so we can read it on Sunday.
And it didn't show up Saturday.
I wonder
why. No mail showed up Saturday, but it showed up on Monday. It's like maybe they,
Was there a holiday in there?
No, there wasn't. I think we just didn't get any mail on Saturday. So I'm thinking that somehow the mail person, not a regular one, kind of like was driving down the street. And
I must get that house.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, I don't feel like jumping out. It's a little hot now.
They were busy hiding ballots.
Oh, my God. Hey, we got a red flag warning. Speaking of what red flag.
He'd been collecting all these ballots they've been finding. Yeah.
Showers and thunderstorms likely. Does it feel like that? Because I know yesterday I heard the hackling of women. I love that. No, I was in class and people were talking about taking an early morning walk and how humid it was. And that's unusually humid. But that's because there could be showers likely and thunderstorms. And it's going to be 85 today. So new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except for we know that we keep getting wonderful reviews about Shasta Lake being beautiful and full. Tonight's mostly clear with around 63. Again, for those of you who are going out for this Father's Day weekend where you may be barbecuing and doing, weekend getaways, going to picnic or whatever it is that you do. Saturday is going to be around 89, with the winds calm around 6 p.m. in the afternoon. Saturday night's calling for 65. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 98, but it still is under those triple digits. Sunday night clear with around 68. Now, when we progress to Monday, now we're in the triple digits of Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of around 100. We're not up in that 108 or 106 degree weather. So I was listening also to my friends and a girlfriend that is really a big golfer. You know, she was out in that heat and she got I don't know if it's sunstroke or heat exhaustion. There is a difference. I looked it up because I got the first one. When you get the second one, I think you need to, like, go to the hospital and get, you know, electrolytes and all the stuff that you need when you actually get heat stroke. So, anyway, be careful of that, but we're not really in that. But do stay hydrated because, you know, it's going to be warm on this weekend. We're getting ready for the 4th of July events that are going to be as well. We are going to search. I think we got some tickets to give away. Do we still have tickets to give away for that?
Oh my gosh, you gave them all away yesterday. I can probably.
When I left the other day, you had stacks. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, people came
in. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You know, every time we read the weather, we've had these loyal, loyal, veteran-owned business.
It's going to be June 27th. It's not this weekend.
Which is Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, senior-owned company. I mean, excuse me, a veteran-owned company where they always give senior and veteran discounts. We always have to tag that because it's an important thing. People are looking, where can I go? Everything's so expensive. Well, when they make an effort to give you discounts, that's a great thing. So have you been watching, any of you who go online, has it been wonderful to watch the scores and scores of, I don't know if you want to call it reels or videos, of people that are Europeans that are coming over to America through the World Cup and seeing and tasting and feeling America for the first time. It does make your heart feel proud.
They love America, and the and here's the thing. They're doing things that are just remarkably enjoyable to watch. The Norwegians are doing the Viking row. What they do is they get on elevators, and they all sit down on the elevators, and then they pretend they're rowing a Viking longboat, and they're making a Viking sound. Oh, oh!
Yeah, you know, if you watch
and,
it,
and they come out.
The whole stand, their stands
and
are rowing.
And then the stands are doing it. And then the Scots that were visiting Boston.
That just made my heart
for the first time ever. They drank the pubs dry.
So let's talk about their parade of bagpipes.
Oh, the tartan.
Did they travel with their bagpipes?
Yeah, they must.
I mean, because all of a sudden, like, where do they have, like, their own made bagpipes and they traveled with them? And I wonder when they went through security. Like, oh my God, I would love to know from any of the people. It would have probably been
in their packed luggage, I would imagine.
Well, I mean, I imagine when you're going through security, security's talking like, did you see that? You know, it looks like a weapon because you got like a stick.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure they sent them in their packed luggage. And, the bagpipes were going. They were marching in their tartans. Oh, okay. The Japanese team, they don't expect the Japanese team to go far in the World Cup. But here's what the Japanese do. They all came in with these, like, these blue plastic bags, and they were waving them and all this. And you know what they do after the game?
Right.
They clean up the stadium. They go through the stands, and they fill those bags up with trash because, as the young lady said, she says, oh, you know, we're so happy we're here, and we respect our players, and we respect the stadium. As you know, it's part of
right.
our culture, and they go in and they pick up all the trash.
Right, they did that.
Can you imagine can you imagine if we did that after a football game?
I think they did that after the World Series.
Who?
There was a guy that they talked about. One or two.
But I'm talking about hundreds.
Okay, yeah, and it's a cultural thing that when they go to an environment and they do like a group or anything like that, when you can read about it, it's not like a feng shui because that's a different culture, but it's a feng shui is all those things. You leave the place better than you found it.
Yeah.
And there's like a spiritual connection with the practice of doing that. We're here. We experienced. We live this moment, and when we leave, we're going to honor it. It's almost like, okay, so when you think about the Native American culture and you watch that, and like say they took an animal or they took something, they would put tobacco back in the ground and they would pray to Mother Earth about, thank you for the gift, because it's a cyclical thing. I kind of think it's the same kind of,
I think you hit it like 3-4 sentences back.
Well, I need to elaborate. That's how I do it.
Welcome to my world. but honoring the place you're in and making it better than when you when it came. And you know, I'm sure the stadium was clean when they came in, but they made sure that they had picked up all the trash. Pretty cool. Now, there's something else that TSA is getting inundated with, and we're going to talk about that from our visitors, from our foreign visitors, and has become not a insurmountable problem, but has caused TSA to comment. So we'll talk about that as soon as we get back from this break.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Reading for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Don. Known for their hit song Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Reading for one unforgettable night.
I'm going for broke with every song I play, cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready for the ultimate slapdown as Wind River Resort and Casino and Hard Fought Productions bring you Slap War. Experience the excitement on Saturday, June 1st as these Slap Warriors fight to be the last Slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling event start at just $35 plus fees. Score a VIP table for $200 plus fees. VIP tables come with a perfect seat for you and a friend and includes four specialty cocktails. And $10 free slot play. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway... That's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Good morning. morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. 7:20 in the morning here on the 19th of June. 65 degrees out there. Something else has happened with the World Cup. It's humorous. And TSA has put out warnings because people who are coming back, heading back to Europe, are loading up with, you know what it is.
No, tell
me. You know what it is? Guess what they're loading up their bags with.
Food.
Well, it's food. It's a condiment.
Oh.
But guess what it is?
You've
got it in your refrigerator.
Okay. Green Jell-O.
What?
Jelly, green jelly?
No. Ranch dressing. Ranch dressing. They're putting it on their carry-on, and because they're in the big bottles, they're taking it out. So TSA has gone out and said, hey, pack your big ranch bottles in your
check-on,
and you can take the little ones. Yeah. If you have little ones, you can take that in on it. Then, you know, 6.5-ounce bottle, check. Snacks, check. That kind of stuff. And it's ranch dressing. And people are loving this. I guess you can't get it in Europe.
Well, you can
and
get
they're
packets
rushing
of it.
To take them back home.
Yeah.
And so TSA alluded to the international travelers transporting bottles of ranch dressing. If you're visiting for a very large sporting event and you happen to discover ranch while you're here, please pack it on your check bag on the way home. And when they put that out, they haven't had any incidents since.
So
then.
I would think right now where my mind was is that be thinking Super Bowl ads of a particular whatever kind of ranch dressing, Hidden Valley. A great Super Bowl commercial would be the run-on ranch dressing from the people being here, the Europeans or whoever around the world for the World Cup, and them going through TSA. It's funny, first of all, but it'd be a great commercial idea.
Well, people are saying, you mean you can't get ranch dressing in Europe?
There's a lot of things you can't get in Europe.
That's true. You can get Chick-fil-A sauce, too. If you buy it in large bottles, you can take that home. Powdered ranch, guys. Powdered ranch.
Yeah, you can get it in the packets.
And poor Europeans don't have ranch dressing. So it's just one of the things they've done, and we talked about others. The Scottish World Cup supporters impressed locals after drinking several bars dry. The Norwegian soccer fans doing their synchronized Viking rows
a feel-good moment.
They love it, the United States is getting huge favorable feedback from the people that are here because, you know. Everything from fast foods to walking into a Costco.
Yes.
They walk into a Costco and the guy's just, he says, I can't, he says, I thought Walmart's, we're huge and I'm here. And he says, I can't believe it. And then he goes, and then he, you know, you see him, he's buying, you know, the Costco size things. And,
right.
But they're everything from fast food to the friendliness of the Americans.
Yeah.
Is making the papers in the news. So, that's great. That's
and in,
but that's
and in
the way
small
we are
towns
here.
Because you know when you're watching it because I watched a kind of a docu series if you will last night about the U.S. team and from 2022 up until recently and the different the change in the coach and the players and mindset and you know it's just fascinating. I've never been a big soccer fan. However, I have watched a couple, documentaries on individual players that, when you look at the athleticism, I know my brother in high school, you know, he was a smaller guy, but he played soccer at a time when soccer wasn't, you know, popular and he's a lefty. So I guess that's where he felt like he could fit into sports. And then all of his girls played soccer. And then of course our granddaughter played soccer and she played all the way up into club, high school, etc. On another note, this in U.S. Immigration and Custom Enforcement officials revealed that 735 criminal illegal aliens arrested in the Houston area last month accounted for more than 1,700 criminal convictions, with nearly 1,200 involving violent crimes or threats to public safety. The arrests include murders, rapists, child predators, arsonists, drug traffickers, and members of MS-13, Serrano's 13, 18th Street Gang, Tango Blast, and other brutal gangs.
Okay, Juneteenth. June 19th is a reminder of what happened back on June 19th in 1865. Even though slavery had been ended, you know, at the end of the war, it had not been ended in Texas. And it didn't happen until June 19th in Galveston, Texas, when the Union troops arrived and announced the freedom of more than 250,000 enslaved people, more than 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, and it was after the war was over. Often referred to as Freedom Day or Emancipation Day, Juneteenth has grown into a regional observance in Texas, from a regional observance in Texas to a nationwide celebration of freedom, history, and community. So, what's closed today? Banks, stock market, post office. It's a federal holiday. It's been one since 2021. And they're having an event, I believe, tonight, right down here on Market Street this afternoon. We'll get more information about that and tell you what's going on that. So, maximum enforcement people from the California Highway Patrol. It's starting at 6 p.m. tomorrow through 6 a.m. Sunday. Through 6 a.m. Sunday. And they will have a lot of CHP out there. And because of, well, it's Father's Day, and people are probably going to be traveling, I would guess. But from 6 p.m. on Saturday, so it's a 12-hour push by the California Highway Patrol.
Well, there was a 12-hour DUI-focused maximum enforcement period conducted in October, resulting in more than 500 DUI arrests worldwide. So it says approximately 34,000 impaired driving crashes each year. The statewide integrated traffic record system reports that between 2023 and 2025, the DUI-related crashes in California resulted, that's in California, an average of more than 800 deaths and 20,000 injuries annually. So, yeah, Father's Day, we think about outside, you know, plan ahead. Think about who is going to be the designated driver, because a lot of times you don't realize that maybe on the second beer or the third beer, you're feeling jovial or happy, or one could be out in the sun, and you're enjoying your, I can do it. Well, you know, it's probably best that, you know, the buddy system here, or somebody in your family is the designated driver. That's
what we have. Yeah. There's Uber and all those other things that are out there. Hey, California Water Commission has approved $268.9 million in conditional supplemental funding for the state for the Sites Reservoir Project. That's a 1.5 million acre foot off-stream reservoir in the Sacramento Valley west of Maxville. They say the reservoir would capture and store excess flows from the Sacramento Water River during wet years, making water available during droughts and other periods of shortage. Besides reducing flood risk in the Maxwell area and providing water supplies for wildlife refuges, it creating recreational opportunities for an estimated 187,000 people a year and making up to 200,000 acre feet of emergency drought water available when needed. The project is now eligible to receive up to $1.36 billion through the Water Storage Investment Program, a federal program. Before the funding can be awarded, project proponents must satisfy several mandated requirements, voter-mandated requirements, including securing financing, obtaining necessary permits, environmental reviews, and finalizing agreements. But Sites Reservoir, which I've been hearing about since I moved here, up in Northern California. Mm-hmm. This is one of LaMalfa's pet projects that he wanted to see happen. And so it looks like it's moving forward. So,
By the way, we only have one more week. When we get back from Father's Day, one more week for Glowing Wild to be open. But there's so many other things that go on with exhibits at Turtle Bay. So we're going to go next week. We need to do a couple things. We need to go to a Colt 45 game, and we need to go to one of the last nights at the Turtle Bay.
Speaking of that, we're going to give away Colt 45 tickets in the next half hour. Games, we have game, about tonight, well, for the weekend, I believe. And these tickets are good for any game this season. So if you haven't been to a game yet, there's a good chance to go. We'll be giving away family packs when we come back, after the break. But I want to remind everybody that on Sunday, this Sunday, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Father's Day tradition, the 37th annual Aviation Day at Benton Airfield, which is up on Gold Street. It's free admission, free parking, and if you want to have breakfast, eggs, sausage, and all the accoutrements, that's $10 for adults and kids 5 to 12, $5 and under 5 free. And they're going to have modern and vintage airplanes on display, experimental aircraft, warbirds, and CHP aircraft. You can take flights that are available from Cardin Aircraft, and helicopter flights available from Air Shasta. You know, you pay for those. And you can fly the Experimental Aircraft Association's flight simulator. All of this is Sunday out at Benton Airfield starting at 7 a.m. For more information, give them a call, 530-356-2957. Of course, they're going to tell you the same thing I told you. So we'll be right back.
And ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Knock off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palos Eagle locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The future is here at Turtle Bay Museum with Popnology, an immersive and interactive experience by Stage 9 Exhibitions that brings science fiction and science fact together like never before. Step up to an exact replica of the DeLorean time machine. Compare 1980s technology to today's smartphones. Discover the story behind the Mars rover and much more. Perfect for all ages. On exhibit now at Turtle Bay Museum. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi friends, R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown fermented and aged at the H.A. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guys, there ain't no bad guys.
All right, I love this song.
There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Yep. Yeah. I wish everybody felt like that. You know, when we get together this weekend and we celebrate fathers all around the world, try to be civil.
Yeah.
You know, like with, you know, you and I may disagree. There ain't no good guy. There ain't no bad guy. It's just you and me. And yeah, we just disagree.
It's a good song.
And it is. And it's true. Never more so do we talk about that when we get together for, you know, these tributes, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Juneteenth perhaps, you know, coming up when we got the holiday seasons coming up, 4th of July as well. You know, there's people who are like, well, you know, I mean, I think I try to say that with Carl, it's a perfect example because you were in the Marines for 33 years. Whether you really agreed with your president,
made no difference.
That's it.
Made
you
no
still
difference.
Went no difference. Out on a mission and you supported.
Yeah. We supported our country and our constitution. You know, you respect the rank, not the person. And many times, you may not respect who the president is, but you respect the fact he's the commander in chief. And as long as the orders that you've been given are not illegal, you follow it. If you decide that that's not something you can do, then just resign. Get out of the Corps. Yeah. If you don't like what a company's doing, just resign. You know, what I don't understand is how politics can divide families the way it does. My sister and I don't agree on, I mean, we cancel each other's votes out all the time. But here we are planning to get together with them for 6 days, and I mean, we love each other, and we'd never let that get between us. Yet, I hear things that, oh, I'm not going to go over the, you know, it's, yeah, well, he voted for Trump, or he voted for Biden, or whatever. So they're not going to see their families, you know, they don't go to Thanksgivings, or they ostracize people from invitations to their house.
Yeah.
Because of that. It's sad.
I haven't
it's
seen my
sad.
Brother in years.
Mm.
Yeah. I haven't seen him. I have two nephews I've never met.
Why? Just because of politics?
Well, no, just because he's carrying the grudge, and to this day I don't know what it is. No idea.
Huh.
But that happens, you know.
It's sad. Now, see, that, you know, that is a personal thing that you know, I'm talking about something as superficial as politics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the other thing still is true, too, that why does something like that happen?
It's sad.
Yeah, but when you have somebody who's carried a grudge and they can't tell you what it is, that just feels dark.
Yeah, and it's aged him greatly. He's younger than me, but he looks 10 years older.
Well, that just goes to show you how unhealthy. Now, did you just turn me down?
No, but I can turn you up.
Because that was just a boom, like a, it just went from, let's say it was a 7, it went to a 4.
It's a good thing we have a weekend here, so
Pat
can spend his whole weekend here. Hey, Juneteenth celebration today down at Market Street. It's going to be a block party at Whistle Stop Park. It's going to start around 5:30 and it goes to 10 p.m. Live music, second line drumming, food vendors, community booths, festival braids, spinning the wheel, and family-friendly activities and dancing for all ages down at the on Market Street tonight at the Whistle Stop.
I've wanted my hair braided, so that's good.
You know, I've gotten my hair long enough a couple of times, so I could probably have a braid in it. Not a long braid.
I tried to
Could I have braided mine last, you know, when I grew my hair for a year, Linda?
Yeah.
I could have.
You probably could little tiny.
Little tiny, tiny braids.
Yeah.
I tried to grow my hair once. It didn't work. I look like I have a fro. It doesn't get long.
Natural curly hair.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we at here? well, where am I at? I have totally...
We're at KCNR, 1460 AM.
Thank you. I've totally denuded myself of things here. Oh, the Obama Center opened. Presidential Center opens to the public today, nearly 5 years after construction began. It's a 19-acre campus in Chicago's South Side, where Obama began his political career as a community organizer. The anchor point, a granite tower designed to evoke four hands joining and reaching skyward, houses a museum honoring Obama's legacy with this full-scale replica of the Oval Office. And let me see. And the campus, which also includes a public library, athletic facilities, and gardens, was constructed with $850 million in private donations. And the first presidential library was started by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. And Obama's is the first with an online-only archive, as roughly 90% of his administration records are digital. 13 other presidential centers have been built. So I thought that was, and you hear that, whoever you listen to has got their own, side to this. Some people, some are saying the contractors are not being paid, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing. The other news is J.D. Vance was supposed to be heading over to Sweden to sign that Iranian peace deal, and it's been put off another week for, quote, logistical purposes. So you'll see in other news organizations that said the Iranians said they were not going to sign it. Now,
okay.
Trump should have never stopped bombing. He should have just kept bombing.
Gosh, don't say
he should have gone after. You know what? Fine. We're blocking this off. Now we'll just take out your oil facilities. And and then, this is my opinion.
Right.
Because this is just going to keep dragging out and dragging out and dragging out. And
they're trying to do it peacefully. As much as
I
they
know
can.
He is, but, it's been 100 days and Americans said, well, it hasn't been signed. It hasn't been signed. Oh, okay. And gas prices have gone down. Now the lowest they've been since this war started, or this excursion into the Middle East. So but what it is every day it drags on because, and here's what Trump's weakness is. Oh, it's going to be finished in 2 weeks. Okay. Well, it's going to be finished in a month. Oh, we've got the peace deal agreed on. Well, now we've got the peace deal agreed on. Well, now we have it agreed on. Okay, now everybody's agreed on we're going to sign it, and it didn't get signed. So every time that happens, the frustration level, if you're even following this, and I know a lot of people aren't even following it. They just know as their gas prices are higher. Now the gas prices are coming down. They still, they were at the highest they've been was equal to the Biden administration. There was no war going on, nothing except inept management back then. So my question is, and I'll ask this to anybody, and somebody give me an answer. We have very, very, very smart listeners here. What are the Democrats going to run on in 2028 when Trump's not running for office? They've been running against Trump for 10 years, 12 years. Who knows? Longer than that. They've been running against Trump. So what are they going to run for in 2028 when Trump's not even on the ticket? And a lot of people, he's going to – no, Trump's going to walk away from this. He'll be 82. And, he'll be 82. He's been president for 8 years. What else? What else is there? I guess he can go over and become the king of Greenland. Or something like that, by Greenland and just, make it into his own country. But what are they going to run on? The economy, they could do that maybe, or maybe. What are they going to run on? I have no idea. And who's going to be their, who's going to be the leader of the Democratic Party then? Is it going to be that governor out of Pennsylvania? Seems to be a pretty level-headed guy. Is it going to be? It's not going to be AOC. I don't think it's going to be Mondami. Newsom.
Fetterman.
And I think they're going to
try Fetterman's going to run as a Democrat and a Republican. But Newsom's going to make a run at it. But I don't know if Newsom's even going to make it through the primaries.
Well, I mean, he's got some legal troubles coming up. I guess you heard about all that.
Yeah, I heard about it. But, you know, again, it depends on who you're listening to.
I'd
give it a month to mature to see if I'm just wasting my time. I read that. That was 10 minutes out waste of my time.
The only thing I have to ask about that is, why would you go on national television and say, hey, the DOJ's picking on me, leave me alone? That's a little drastic, don't you think?
No, because it's publicity.
Well, that's true.
And again, it gives the never-Trumpers...
Yeah, something to talk about.
It gives them, you know, he's trying to rally that group behind him. So, anyway. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about the in and outs of repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. Been in the business close to 30 years. He's been through all the schools. He is truly a master of repairing windshields and quality workmanship. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. You don't want to be driving down the road on Father's Day or leaving tomorrow and you've got a chip in your windshield. All of a sudden turns into a crack that goes all the way across the windshield. No. Bad, bad. So, just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street. You're not sure you're going to get a free inspection and analysis? Or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
It's time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome
Uncle Cracker
back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th.
Drift away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock.
Spiked with a splash of hip-hop.
Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees. Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top charters.
Reserve tickets today at WindRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXE-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years in providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Big thing is with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody calls the state alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back.
I love that song.
To Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A great song.
Radio.
For the teenth.
Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Takes you to our website today, June 19th at 7:50 in the morning.
Got to play through, Carl.
I'm playing through. I'm not stopping.
Play through.
I'm not stopping. I'm just going to continue.
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
What, believe it or not,
you're giving away tickets.
We're on the same team.
Yes, we are.
I know. It's hard to believe.
We are. You're giving away tickets.
I am giving away tickets. But I wanted to talk about something first. I'm going to
give away the ticket. Here's why. You give away the tickets first. That way people can call and get the tickets, and then you can spend your time at leisure on this event.
Okay. Because you asketh.
So nice
to do it.
So I asked so nice.
Okay, 7:51 in the morning. Hey, by the way, we are under a red flag warning, showers and thunderstorms likely before 3 p.m. But that doesn't stop you from going to the Colt 45 game, because tonight mostly clear with overnight lows of 63, Saturday 89, overnight lows of 65. What a beautiful night, or what a beautiful weekend. I've got 4 tickets to the Colt 45s, and actually these are good for any time. What a wonderful, wonderful time to go see, just Americana at its best. And we've got a great team
really
going on. So 605-4567, that's our number again. I'll repeat, 605-4567. Give us a call, and you got 4 tickets to the Colt 45s. And our producer's standing by to take your call. I wanted to talk about this couple, the
Sheldons.
You
don't have to use all 4 at the same time either. You can use 2 and 2. You can do 1, 1, 1, 1.
I want to talk about this couple, the Sheldons.
Okay.
It's very disconcerting to me because, what became a routine trip, an interstate 5 in Fond, going up towards Fondale, the Sheldons were on their way up to the Shakespeare Festival. Very, very supportive. I mean, she's wireless, so she's, her father was like amazing with his American television.
Well, no, her father was William Wyler, won something like 2 Oscars for famous films. And,
so she's very supportive in the arts, dedicating a decade to preserving film history. And so both of them. And so she's 84, he's 86. They were found unresponsive inside their Jeep Compass on the shoulder of Interstate 5.
And the car was running.
And they suspect no foul play. But here's my question. For anybody who works on cars or understands, is there any way something could have leaked in the car?
Well, I see what you're saying. Some of the carbon monoxide could have been a leak that came into the compartment of the car. I'm sure they probably had... I don't know for sure, but they probably had their air conditioning on. So that's a good question. Did somehow carbon monoxide get in the compartment of the car? She pulls over, and she's woozy. Anyway, they find them both dead there. But they said it was from medical conditions. That's what they said. That was one line I read earlier on. But could it be that one of them had a heart attack, and then the other one also, because of that stress, also had one? I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see what they come up with this.
Because it's such a tragedy. I mean, both at the same time found unresponsive, but the car was running.
Yeah.
Like, it just, like, boom.
Yeah. No, it's a mystery. But you know what? We know people in the law enforcement that we could probably ask them what it'll probably come out saying what their cause of death was. It probably will. And if not, we can just follow that up in a week or so because they're going to have to do autopsies of them.
Oh, my gosh. It's just, I don't know.
But when you see two of them like that.
Yeah, I mean, a husband and wife, been married for years, like, so supportive, on their way to the Shakespeare Festival, you know.
And neither one of them had a gun in their hand. So.
Well, let's talk about the Reno Rodeo. We've been.
We've been.
And we're right now, it's going on. And, well, actually, I think it hasn't started yet.
Yeah, I think it did.
Because here it says the 24th
Okay, next week.
Oh, that's upcoming. Okay, I'm sorry. I think it's going on right now. I just need to find out. I think I looked at the wrong
thing. While you're doing that, the Shasta District Fair is going on. And they've got today, noon to midnight, Cattleman's Day. Tomorrow, noon to midnight, it's Veterans Day. Free admission for veterans. Parking is still $7. Sunday, First Responders Day. Free admission with identification and free parking for that. And for the fair.
The information I have for Reno Rodeos that started yesterday.
Okay. I thought I heard that we know some people from the Reading Rodeo that are going to go up this weekend. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the fair's going on. If you haven't been to the fair lately, I love the fair. You know, I really like is going through all. Well, I don't do the rides and that kind of stuff, but I, you know, occasionally Linda will let me buy a corn dog.
That's your big deal.
That's my big deal. It's corn dogs at rodeo and at the fair. I love to go through all the vendors.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know, I can spend hours in there watching people selling, trying to sell me things I have no need for. Have no need for at all. But then I think about it and I go, can I use, do I need another set of Ginzu steak knives?
Or how about the pots and pans?
The pots and
pans.
Oh
my God. The people that do that.
Oh my gosh.
They're like entertainers. They're circus barkers in their own way. Like, come on in, listen. And, and people are sitting there and they want to
have a chair set up.
Oh yes.
So you sit down because you're tired. And pretty soon you buy $842 worth of knives and cooking pans. And not only that, but if you buy today, we're going to give you the salad chopper. So but
it is fun to look at the vendors. It really is.
And then you go over to the animal exhibitions. There, all these kids raise 4-H, raise their calves, their sheep, their pigs. All that in there, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then
chickens, don't forget to see all the
Oh, all the chickens, the, hundreds of chickens there. And you look at them, first prize for this type of chicken. And you're looking at this chicken and you're thinking, what makes this chicken? Because they're all like in the same area. What makes this chicken better than
best.
This chicken? Like this one looks bigger. So, and then you go over and you see who won the canning competition and the pie competition. And then the quilting. I know. This is Americana, my friends. And if you haven't been to a fair, you need to go to the fair.
I remember, I'm surprised we don't have tickets to give away to the fair. We did for years.
I don't know. We'll have to get back.
Sorry about that.
They were on the show.
Yeah.
I should have hit them up for tickets right there.
Because we love to be able to share our tickets with our friends.
Okay. Now, tomorrow, June 20, I'm sorry, that's wrong. I'll talk about that next hour because it's on the 27th. We've got a whole bunch of things happening.
It's actually this weekend. You're talking about the
fair. The fair's over.
Well, I mean, Father's Day, of course, Aviation Day. We want to talk about that again. Happening Sunday.
Yeah.
That is on Father's Day.
This
Sunday. Because a lot of people thought Father's Day was last weekend. No, it's this Sunday.
Who thought that?
Oh, some of my friends, like, I thought Father's Day, it's Sunday coming up.
Well, you know, everybody remembers Mother's Day, and Father's Day is kind of like, when is that? wasn't that last weekend?
Yes.
Well, Mother's Day, you got taken to brunches, you got presents, you got cards. Father's Day, what day is that? Is that a Tuesday? I think isn't Father's Day on a Tuesday? You know, you hear that kind of stuff. No. Father's Day is June 21st. But nothing's made of it. It's like an afterthought.
Well, there's that right there that says a Father's Day tradition, the 37th Aviation Day.
For the Experimental Aircraft Association, it is.
Yeah.
So, All right.
Pancake breakfast.
When we come back from the news break, we've got House of Realty here, and we're going to be talking about the latest in real estate prices and all these different things that are happening here. And, you know, with the real estate markets, where we are, what we can look forward to. So we'll be right back after the news.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. There's word of a Lebanon ceasefire. Israel and Hezbollah have reportedly agreed to the truce following a night of heavy fighting that resulted in the cancellation of U.S.-Iran negotiations that had been scheduled to start today.
Israel's military says its forces have struck targets throughout southern Lebanon overnight as Hezbollah reported intense fighting in the area. Lebanon's state-run news agency reports at least 18 people killed in Israeli strikes. The fighting into Friday morning comes as planned talks in Switzerland between Iran and the U.S. over their efforts to reach a permanent end to the Iran war have been delayed. Israel's occupation of southern Lebanon and its continued attacks on Hezbollah have been a key issue in the talks. Israel maintains it must continue to hold territory in Lebanon and have a free hand to battle Hezbollah. I'm Charles Tulledesma.
Secretary of War Hegseth is urging America's European allies take a more active role in their own security. His appeal comes as the Pentagon reviews U.S. troop deployments across Europe.
Hegseth is criticizing NATO allies for not providing access to bases for U.S. forces to launch attacks on Iran. He also accuses Europe of prioritizing gender equity and climate change over defense. The review could impact NATO's collective security guarantee, but U.S. nuclear weapons will remain in Europe.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Parts of the Gulf Coast are under flash flood warning. Southern Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama in the bullseye as what's left of Tropical Storm Arthur drops flooding rains and generates fierce winds. Buildings have been damaged, trees and power lines are down, and people across the southeast are being urged to keep an eye on the forecast. Things could get dicey in the next few days. Townhall.com.
Eczema, eczema, eczema. So many ads for eczema products. But those fancy TV ads don't mention that those prescription products can cost thousands of dollars. There's a smarter way. It's Exoderm for eczema and dermatitis. Exoderm costs less than $20. Yep, less than $20. You don't need a prescription, and it's available on the first aid aisle of your local store. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean, hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives or nasty chemicals. Exoderm, fast, effective relief from the itching and inflammation of eczema. This stuff really does work. Take back control. Heal eczema flares with soothing Exoderm Flare Control Cream. It's on the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, and at Target and Walmart, too. Exoderm for eczema. Now that's smart.
A British mayor wins a seat in Parliament, and in the British political system, that turns out to be a big deal.
This is another seismic moment in British politics, and one that could pave the way for the country getting its seventh Prime Minister in 10 years. Andy Burnham described his win as a potential turning point for the country and its deeply unpopular governing Labour Party. The big questions now, will Keir Starmer fight any challenge as he has promised? And if Mr. Burnham does emerge as leader, would he have any more success in dealing with Britain's economic and social challenges and turning round its gloomy mood than the last six prime ministers?
The BBC's Rob Watson. The U.S. military has attacked another alleged drug smuggling boat in the eastern Pacific, killing three people. The attack brings the number of people killed in such strikes to at least 211 since early September. News and analysis, townhall.com. Would you spend close to a full day on a plane? It's going to be an option if you're heading down under from England.
Qantas Airways plans to launch the world's longest direct flight next year, a service of up to 22 hours nonstop between London and Sydney. The Sydney-based airline on Thursday unveiled the first of its specifically modified Airbus A350-1000 jets that will regularly make the 10,573-mile journey from October next year. The flights between cities on opposite sides of the world are expected to take between 19 and 22 hours. Keith Peters reporting.
The World Cup has been delivering a lot of thrills, but fans have been flooding social media with complaints. They're complaining about tickets that never arrived, orders canceled at the last minute, and hours spent trying to sort out problems between FIFA's ticketing system and outside resale platforms. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio, this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 19th of June, 8:05 in the morning, news top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, everyone.
Keeping everything together?
Yeah, man. Duct tape and
spit.
Gusto, yeah.
Yeah, spit. Okay. National Day.
A National Garfield the Cat Day.
There you go. That's all you need. And Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. It looks like we're going to have we're under a red flag warning, which means showers and thunderstorms likely mainly before 3 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 85. Looks like we could have new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, but, you know, you can expect higher if there's a possible, a possibility in thunderstorms. Tonight, mostly clear with temperatures around 63. Great time to go see a game, be out in this beautiful weather, sunny and high near 89 on Saturday. Father's Day weekend coming up Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 98. Monday is calling for about 100. But we do have a great weekend ahead of us, but just watch out for those thunderstorms. It could be, you know, they could possibly, I love the word possibly. Right now when you look outside, we do have pretty much, a precipitation of 60%, so it's somewhat humid. But anyway, have a great weekend here, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. Locally owned, veteran-owned business, 365-3793, where they always give seniors and veterans discounts. All right, we're sharing a mic here.
Yeah, we are, and we're here with House of Realty and Bruce and Rob Middleton. Cameron's on a he's on assignment today, you could say. So, good morning.
Top of the morning.
And you wanted to talk about costs today.
Well, I thought that'd be a good idea. We refer to that all the time when we talk about affordable housing. Rob is somewhat of an expert on subdivisions and the creation of lots and that type of thing. And the fees that are, you know, put on construction and all the various costs and whatever. And it's almost impossible to do any kind of affordable housing that they, you know, they're looking for.
Well, and that's one of the things I think when Newsom was elected, he said, what did he say, million? Did he use the term million new houses?
It was more than that, I think.
His lips were moving.
Well, yeah, we know, but the number have been like, what, below 300,000 in 8 years, 300,000 or 400,000?
Well, I think right now they say we're somewhere between, you know, 1.5 million and 2 million homes short in the state of California. And that's not going to get rectified anytime soon.
Well, there must be a reason for this.
Well, people get confused when they talk about affordable housing because immediately most of the stuff they refer to is subsidized. So when the government subsidizes something to make it affordable, I don't look at that as affordable. I look at it strictly as subsidized. And when the politicians are out there screaming for all this affordable housing and they're making new laws that delay construction, that add to the cost of construction, I scratch my head and understand how does this work, and it doesn't. And what you're seeing is a result of what they've implemented. So I've been in this business longer than I should have been. But
how many years is that, Rob?
50.
Okay. Well, I would think that you would, you and your brother and the whole family would be experts for our listening audience to be that long in the real estate market. I mean, I'm going to share with you a little bit in the AI overview about what's happening with real estate in California. But I think it's very interesting to go back into the subsidizing.
Well, you know, when you look at affordable housing again, that's not subsidized. If you were to go down to the city of Redding or county, ask how many permits have been issued in the last 10 years for fourplexes, triplexes, duplexes, you're probably going to be shocked at the lack of the affordable fourplexes. The, you know, K2 development that builds a lot of this is all subsidized. And when you look at $100,000 for a building permit for a fourplex, and you go out and you buy the piece of property that somebody thinks it's worth more than it is, and it's not, simply because the fees are so high on it and the construction costs, and then what you can afford to pay for rent for the average tenant out there, it will not make any sense. And I don't know of too many people that will go forward building a fourplex under those circumstances that need that type of write-off. They usually want to build these and make some money. And, of course, what's happened is taxes have gone up, insurance has gone up, rents have gone up, obviously. And it's not that they net anymore, the landowner or the builder of the fourplex. They're actually trying to break even. And now you have a limit on what you can raise your rents on an annual basis here. And in most cases, a lot of people aren't even breaking even if they have a mortgage. And part of that is they're set and they're, you know, have a loan. They have to have insurance. Insurance is tripled, quadrupled in a lot of instances. So with that on their plate, some of them are selling them. And yet it's still difficult to even find a buyer that makes sense at where they're listed at. Well, so there's a huge problem.
Well, the statewide median price in California is $930,000. $930,000 for the statewide median home price. Here in Redding, and you all know this better, I'm just pulling this off the internet, $400,000 to $455,000 is, you know, for here in Redding. And the average, or median of just 15 to 41 days on the market, which means as they come up, they're getting bought. So, but $940,000? For a house in California?
I mean, well, we're pretty fortunate when you figure what we're looking at, but, you know, you don't have the salaries that you have in the Bay Area.
No.
And, you know, it's gotten to a point where the last report we saw locally were low-priced homes are selling, upper-end homes are selling. So it kind of, reverts back to the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. Those in the middle right now are having trouble buying a home.
Well, Rob, you said when you developed before, you developed property before. And could you talk about that a little bit? Because that was really interesting.
Back in 1985, I met a fellow by the name of Bernie Thomason. And Bernie Thomason came up here from Fresno, and he bought all of the property at Gold Hills. So I was fortunate enough to work with Bernie for 30-plus years. But in the development of Phase 1 of Gold Hills was 110 lots that were developed. When we got done, we put those on the market. And the most expensive lot out there at that time was $45,000. The cheapest was $25,000. If you try and do the same development today, you're going to be extremely fortunate to be able to start at $100,000. The cost to develop that property without figuring the land cost itself will be at least $75,000 a lot. So back then, your building permit with the city was probably around $2,000. Today, it's going to be more like $40,000 to $45,000. So you start out now at $140,000, $150,000 before you pick up a hammer, and what a huge difference in the end result it's going to be.
A hundred 50,000 before that, you even, that's the lot, it's leveled, you've got water, electricity, and roads, I mean, all that.
It's there. Now you have your permit.
And then you can
get started.
And you can get started, and you've already spent $150,000.
That's a lot for a lot.
That's a shovel-ready lot. But keep in mind, if it runs $70,000 to develop, you've still got land cost, you've got commissions, and hopefully there's some profit in there somewhere. So you can kind of figure the number you're going to have to sell these lots for to even make it worthwhile doing.
Right.
And, you know, you get out in the county now with PG&E and whatever and getting power to the property, doing the whole thing. I mean, it's almost impossible to make any money. And like Rob says, he doesn't know very many people just need a write-off. They're going to go ahead and do that. So,
and that's before you even put, that's before you pick up a hammer, just like you said. Mm-hmm. And then, so now you got to construct the home on the property.
And if you look at costs of what's taken place, with fuel costs going up, et cetera, but, you know, you can look at concrete and then just work yourself up. You look at the lumber, you look at the labor, you look at roofing costs and insulation, then requirements of fire sprinklers in every house today,
solar.
Extra insulation, you have to put solar in. And PG&E used to be a lot more flexible and they're working with you in developments today. Just to dig a trench from the end of the sidewalk to where you put a gas meter, it's going to cost you $5,000. That used to be free. All of this is added to a house, and when you look at that, you can understand why you're not seeing a lot of inexpensive subdivisions going in. And I think probably the last one was D.R. Horton down off of Windham Lane, where their costs were roughly about $400,000. There's some out there off of Shasta Ranch, but again, D.R. Horton's leaving, and it's not because they've made an overabundance of money.
No, they're leaving because they can't make any money.
Well, right. Also keep in mind there's overcrowded school fees that play a big part in this. So a 2,000 square foot home is going to cost you over $10,000 in school fees before you go to the city to get your permits. So, you know, that's got to be figured into that as well.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, we need to take a quick break here. So after that, the happy news is Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Been voted best in the North State 4 years in a row, and there's reasons for that. I mean, they're really good people down there. They're locally owned, locally operated, been in the business over 30 years now. Full selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Like I said, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, watch repairs, battery replacements, they do it all for you. And they, like Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard are just fine people. And you will find what you're looking for at Four Winds Jewelry. It's the only place Linda shops for jewelry. It's Four Winds Jewelry. Located again at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the road from C.R. Gibbs. And open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
It's the year of the horse, and your luck is running wild at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join us for our $100,000 Year of the Horsepower Swipe to Win.
Play and enter to win a brand new Ford Mustang,
a legendary car, and a massive win.
Drawings Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a chance to win up to $250 in free slot play.
Cash drawings June 25th and July 30th.
Final drawing Thursday, August 27th, where you could win up to $1,500 cash.
A brand new Mustang.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Don. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going for broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Don and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebon. Today, the 19th of June, 8:21 in the morning, 67 degrees out there, going up to a whopping 85 today, but we may have a chance for storms or some rain today. We'll see. But it's going to clear off by this evening. Want to remind everybody that on June the 27th, they're having their Wolves, the Ranches with Wolves benefit concert featuring Uncle Lucius and Claire Dunn down at the Cascade Theater. Get there early, about 4:30, and they've got outside live music. They've got vendors. You can talk to the ranchers and all that. And then gates open at 6, and it starts at 7 there. Get your tickets now and support a great cause at cascadetheater.org. This is for to help pay for the depredations of wolves to our ranchers and farmers. They have not been covered by the state, no matter what the state said they were going to do. In fact, we're talking about the state today when it comes to home construction. And the difference between 30 years ago and today is so remarkable when you wonder why there's no housing. When you get the largest, Rob, you said, who is it?
D.R. Horton is the largest.
D.R. Horton, the largest developer in the United States for homes, pulls out of Redding.
They had done that before.
Twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay, so what's the answer? I mean, this is a state thing. I mean, the county, well, the county's adding their little bit of flesh. You know, they want their little ounce or two of flesh, but it's mainly the state, though.
Well, you know, that's the problem. I mean, the state has a huge deficit. Matter of fact, I see they've approved to vote on the billionaire tax, but
it's got to go in front of the voters, but yeah. Their latest budget is remarkable also.
Oh, yeah. But then the county right now, they're looking at cuts. The city of Redding, can they even keep the civic auditorium open? So, you know, they're always looking for revenue. And I think that's, you know, that's the problem here, is that everything continues to go up, but so does the price of housing.
Well, if you've got and you said, but the high-end houses, they're selling. in the most affordable houses.
What's amazing on this high-end housing, I look at some of the houses that are selling, and to replace those houses that are selling, let's just pick on Tierra Oaks out there in their new development behind the gate. And most of the houses out there are $1 million+. And some of the houses that are selling for $1.5 million would probably cost you $2 million+ to build today. So it's astonishing when you look at those.
Mic drop. Well, really, because we've been in those houses. I mean, they're nice houses. But
they are.
And they're selling for $1.5 million. And I think we just had some friends that sold some one out there. I don't know if it was that much, but it was around, it was over $1 million. But it's going to cost you $2 million to rebuild that thing?
Well, most of them have a pool.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at pool costs of, yeah, and what it takes today to put a pool in with amenities of waterfalls or whatever, you look at the square footage of that house, you look at everything else, and you cannot replace them.
Okay, this may seem like a silly question from a trailer boy, but prefab housing.
Well, you're starting to see some of that.
Are we starting to see some of that,
yes,
on nice lots that they're...
No.
Not on,
no,
nice lots.
Not on nice lots.
Well, when I say no, they're on developed lots right now. There's a project underway right now, off of Oasis Road, just past Gold Hills Drive, and they're starting that, and we'll see how that works. But even with that, and you look at what it costs for a prefab house... And the lot costs, the hookup fees, I'm not sure what Bella Vista charges right now, but I think it's somewhere around $16,000 for their water meters, just for the hookup of the water meter out there.
$16,000 in Bella Vista?
Well,
but they don't have any water anyway, though, do
well,
they?
That's part of the problem.
Yeah,
they're limited.
Okay, I'm sorry, Bella Vista, I didn't, you know, but I've heard that. Well, because you see the prefab houses, and they're not stick-built. But, I mean, but we are starting to see things like that. I mean, but you're not going to see a prefab house in Tierra Oaks.
That's
a,
no. That's an alternative way of doing it. Yeah, but you're still going to need relatively inexpensive lots.
Yeah, you're still going to have that $100,000 lot.
That's the problem, and you still got to get a permit.
Yeah.
And so when you're done, can you sell that product for the amount that you need to get to make a little bit of profit? And we'll see.
Is there any good news?
Yeah. it's a federal holiday.
It's, yeah, a federal holiday today, and it's, yeah, Father's Day on Sunday. Even it's an afterthought. We all know that.
Yeah.
It's not as important as Mother's Day. Which we just discussed before you all got here. You may have heard that. we're looking. Linda's got... Pulled up Tierra Oaks. Was that Tierra Oaks right there? $937,000. That was the cheapest one, I think.
Yeah, so. And they vary in size. You've, sure, got some monsters, sure, out there, and then, yeah.
But again, out there, you're looking at a high fire zone. And it's not uncommon to hear $18,000 or $20,000 a year for fire insurance.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, you factor that in, and now you understand why some people are selling for a price that you might think is exorbitant, but to rebuild that house, it's cheap.
Okay.
And now...
And people know, moving in a lot of times from other parts of California, that to them is a mansion.
Well and if you buy cash, great. You know, you don't have a mortgage, but if you do have a mortgage, you're talking 6.5-7% because it's a jumbo loan. Then you look at the insurance. CalFair, which is anything not desirable, but they've already announced, I think, in October they're going to raise their rates 30%.
Yeah, that came out a few weeks ago. Yeah.
So
you were telling the story, Bruce, about that couple who had moved up here and paid cash for their house.
Well, yeah. When you talk about, you know, $12,000 to $20,000 for insurance, also keep in mind that if you buy a $1 million house, 1.2% for property tax, so that's $12,000 a year.
Right.
And then that's going to can go up each year as well as insurance. But then you pay the gate fee and the homeowners association and whatever, and all of a sudden you're free and clear house. You're spent, you know. Well, you, then $3,000 plus a month.
Yeah, because you said maintenance. Electricity and insurance is going to be $1,800.
Yeah.
Could be out there in the high fire zone.
Yeah.
I mean.
But with utilities and you add everything. And
well,
$1,000
a month. You're saying that happened and caused a lot of foreclosures in Florida right now in condo projects where retirees went down there with the idea they could afford that. And then with the insurance and the cost of replacement and everything else, and those fees have gotten so high, people are walking away from their condos. So now you have record foreclosures.
Well, the state has said that you have to bring those 30 years and older up to code. And per condo,
that's in Florida.
Yeah, right. It could run six figures just for that. Wow. And then the Homeowners Association continues to go up and up. And so, you know, there are a lot of people that bought a $200,000 condo that are now facing a bill close to that to fix it, and they have no equity. They walk away. So, you know, that's become a huge problem down there. I was reading an article this morning about the amount of HELOCs, which is home equity line of credit, rather as opposing to refinance a house. If you've got a 3% loan, you don't want to refi into a current loan, which is about 6.5. But you can get a HELOC loan and take out some equity. It runs about 8%. But, you know, more and more people are doing that just to live. You know, with the cost of goods and every you go to the grocery store, it doesn't matter what you're doing. But if you're paying $7 plus for diesel to get product there, you know the product's going to go up. So a lot of people are getting into their equities right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're here with Bruce and Rob Milton from House Realty, and we're just full of good news today. And thank God we need to take a break so I can go in there and pray in front of the icon to get through the rest of the show. No, I'm just kidding. You guys, I mean, what we're hearing here is truth, and the truth is tough because what's happening in our housing market, you know, and you know, especially our working class families, you know, where it's impacting on them. We're going to take a break, but this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway. And I heard Submarine moving in there. So I've been going there since I moved here in 07 and never had a bad haircut. They're great guys. Gone through several barbers, but the ones they have now, Tim and Logan, only because they retired. The barbers retired. Tim and Logan are going to be there for a long time. So I like it because I can make an appointment, and I do that by either calling them at 530-244-9478 or going to Booksy. Just go to Redding and Cypress Square Barbershop and set yourself up a time. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Go Premier Auto!
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Live on KCNR.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of It's Working. What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. I unplugged it and I plugged it back in.
Okay. 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 Our green mic's working again. Yep. Yeah. Just send me your invoice. Okay. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 19th of June, 8:35 in the morning, and we're here with House of Realty and Bruce and Rob Middleton, and we're talking. I tell you, we're talking about the cost of building a home and why the costs are so high. And most of it comes from the state. However, you know, the county gets their piece. Does the city get a piece of this, too? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody gets a piece. And where it used to be a free trench for your gas line to get your, or was it gas or electric?
Gas.
Gas. It used to be free. Now it's $6,000. You're putting in a water main in Bella Vista is $16,000.
Well, it is west of town too. I think
Centerville.
Centerville water out there is $18,000. I think.
Okay, right, so that's just are just tacked on
water hookup costs.
Yeah, and what I got out of this is it's over $100,000 before your lot getting if it's shovel ready. But it means everything's there. It's well over $100,000, even before you pick up a hammer, as you put it.
Well, now that's location, too. You're talking a nice location and okay. To develop, you know.
Yeah.
Typically, it used to be, what, 3-to-1? What you paid for the lot, 3 times the house cost, would you could figure. But so, you know, if that's the fact. There are lots occasionally you can find for 75, 80 infill lots. Uh-huh. But generally, those are older properties on each side. They're an infill lot. So, yeah, it's expensive to develop, and Rob knows this well and has done a lot.
Well, the time factor to develop a subdivision now.
Well, that's another big thing, isn't it?
It's definitely a big thing because you have so many different requirements from so many entities. I mean, when people look back at the Stillwater Business Park,
mm-hmm.
You know, that took forever and a day to get through, mainly because CEQA didn't like the project.
Right.
And so they kind of stonewalled that, and it took almost 10 years to get through.
Mm-hmm.
And today, you know, there's so many different things that you have to do to satisfy all the entities that sign off on a tentative map to become a permanent map. You know, fire department signs off, post office signs off, police department. City, you know, mosquito abatement, they all play a time element into the development. It's not unusual now to be 2 years in a making of getting a subdivision through. And, of course, when you factor in your costs and your time, interest on your money, it adds up very quickly.
Okay. So, I'm kind of hot right here. Turn me down just a little bit. Okay, buddy. Okay, we have a caller. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I've been here all my life, and I've always been blamed for driving the price of real estate as a labor person. And I'm listening to your people on the TV on your program this morning, saying it could be the bureaucracy that's been driving the price of real estate. And I was just wondering, I'll make this statement. 25 years ago, and I've been in the union for 50 years, 25 years ago, when a guy got done with his apprenticeship, he pretty much had a house, and he was in a house somehow. He had made a savings, a down payment. He was in a house. In today's world, I don't have one single apprentice that I can think of in Northern California that can get into a house with the wages that we are overpaid, according to everybody. So if we're overpaid, then it's something else that's driving the cost and not us.
Hey, John, can I say this? I have not heard that, you know, the thing that I've heard about construction is it's difficult finding the people, you know, the talented people, the trained people to do it. I haven't heard a lot of complaints that they're overpaid. But I thoroughly agree with you on what you're saying. I mean, you're the expert on this. You've got people that are trained, they have full-time jobs, and they still can't get a home. And there's reasons for it.
Well, that's what we're talking about, affordability.
Yeah.
You know, it is hard to save to buy a house. FHA, you can get a 97% loan, VA 100%, but still, you have to be able to make the payments and be within the ratios to go ahead and purchase the property. The one thing that I'm hearing a lot about is AI, and they're urging people to get involved in the trades. AI can't build a house or build a,
no.
You know, so anyway, I think the trades, and I know on our scholarships committee at the board and in Rotary and whatever, they're always including trade schools.
Hey, John, are you still there?